The sister of an Irishman being held in an Iranian prison has said her family are extremely concerned for his health. Caroline Massey-Phelan said her brother Bernard, who has both French and Irish nationality, was arrested while working for a tourism company in Mashhad in Iran. He was detained for allegedly taking photographs of police officers and a mosque which had been burned. He denies all charges against him. Members of Mr. Phelan's family were briefed by the Department of Foreign Affairs today. The department said the case has been raised directly with the Iranian authorities. We've been speaking to Caroline, who began by explaining the circumstances of her brother's arrest.
Bernard has been working in tourism all his life, and he was promoting Iranian tour operator called AdventureIran.com. And when he was in Iran, he was on an educational trip with the CEO of that organization. So trying to find out new venues to promote within mainland Europe. So he was in Mashhad and he was stopped by the police there. The CEO was taking photographs in a mosque or outside a mosque, we're not too sure, with a big camera, with a big objective, and he was stopped. They were both stopped and they were brought into a jail where he doesn't know where it was, but we just know it was in Mashhad.
And all of this took place just before Christmas?
It happened on the 3rd of October. So it's nearly 100 days. Well, over 100 days, I should say.
And in the meantime, where is he being held and what circumstances is he being held in?
So he's currently being held in a prison in Mashhad, which is right up by the Afghan border. It's Iran's second city. That's where he was stopped. There's about 20,000 prisoners there. He's in a cell with approximately, it depends, but from 12 to 16 people mixed in with prisoners that have done everything. So that's traumatic for him. And in very, very basic conditions. You know, they have no tables or chairs or knives or forks or, you know, they do head counts of them and they have to kneel on the ground. He gets out for about 45 minutes a day.
And has he been told what, if any, charges are being brought against him, what he's facing?
No official charges have been brought against him yet, but the system's quite complicated in Iran. But initially, it's the prison that has, the prison judiciary has said that it's propaganda against the regime, his charge for taking photographs. And also, well, he's had charges nearly once a month. So he first was taking photographs, then was sending photographs to the press. Then it was taking two small pieces of pottery from a village he had visited. And they say the pottery was 900 years old. So he denies all charges. But he hasn't been brought or judged. He hasn't been brought to court or judged.
So he holds...
And he hasn't had access to a lawyer.
He holds dual Irish French citizenship. And there's been some support, is that right, from French consular officials in the Tehran embassy?
Both. He's both an Irish and a French citizen. He grew up in Ireland and moved to France in 1986 to work with Bord Folch at the time, which is now Tourism Ireland in Paris. So worked there for many years. So we've been in contact with both the Irish consulate and the French consulate. So both of them are working together on dealing with the Iranian authorities to try and get him out.
And in the meantime, Caroline, is it true he's gone on, or says he's gone on hunger strike since the start of this year?
He has gone on hunger strike, and he's also handed in all his medication because Bernard has a serious heart issue, has a heart problem, and he also has a bone issue. It's called chronic bone inflammation, so he has two quite serious problems, and he's also handed in all his medication. He just can't stand it anymore, so that's why he decided to do that.
I mean, that must be very concerning for all of you, quite possibly putting himself at further risk.
He is, but it's just the situation is so bad for him in the prison. He just doesn't see any sign of getting out of there. He's been there, as I said, over 100 days. Just doesn't understand why he's being held. You know, he loves Iran. He's just done everything to promote Iran. It just doesn't make sense for him to be held, and he just wants out. And he's a very strong, dynamic personality. He's the kind of personality that would do something like this.
Yeah, and your dad Vincent has also written to the Iranian ambassador here, the Iranian ambassador to Ireland.
Dad is amazing. Yeah, he's 97, And he's written to everybody, TDs, Taoiseach, Michael D. Higgins, the Iranian ambassador, who has responded on both letters, has responded saying, you know, they are, you know, aware, of course, of the issue. And that we just need to be patient, really, which is very difficult to be patient, of course. And also, we requested also to improve his conditions, to allow him have phone calls and, you know, a daily visit from a doctor, because this is a huge prison. They have a hospital because of Bernard's health condition. Mm-hmm. We're very concerned, of course. And he hasn't been allowed phone calls. He got two calls through. He tried to make one or two, which he missed because we weren't warned.
And you've been, as you've told us, in contact, or the Department of Foreign Affairs has been in contact with you. Is there anything more you'd like the department or the government here to be doing?
I suppose it's to maintain their constant pressure on the Iranian government to negotiate his freedom. You know, it's not good for Ireland's relationship with Iran to have an Irish prisoner in a jail that's done nothing wrong. It's just to continue their negotiations with the Iranians as much as possible.
Caroline Messi-Phelan there, speaking about her brother Bernard. Well, in a statement to this programme, the Iranian embassy in Ireland has said that it communicated twice with Mr. Phelan's father to assure him that no effort has been spared to facilitate his son's release on humanitarian grounds. The statement also said that from Iran's perspective, Mr. Phelan's case is an ordinary judicial one which has been dealt with under applicable laws.